I told Jens I don't got no more time for any more podcasts. Well,
this one's only 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I can do 10 minutes.
It's the Handy Dandy 10 Minute Sports Podcast with Jim Shear, and it all starts now.
Hey there. Do you have 10 minutes to talk about sports? Perfect. This is the place to be. The Handy Dandy 10 Minute Sports Podcast. And before I begin, I should point out that if you watch 4 hours of ESPN every day, and then you listen to 4 hours of sports talk radio, and then you spend another 4 hours reading online sports blogs, you don't need to listen to this podcast. I know that's bad for business, but this show is intended for the busy, on-the-go sports fan. Someone who just had a kid who doesn't have time to watch ESPN for 4 hours or listen to 4 hours of sports talk radio. So in 10 minutes, I will attempt to catch you up, kind of, in the world of sports. And today I will begin with the NHL, the National Hockey League. Regular season ends on April 4th, and then all the fun begins, the NHL playoffs. And I don't know if there's a better playoffs in sports than the National Hockey Leagues. I mean, if things are going right in the NFL and the games are exciting, it's a close call, but the drama that the NHL hockey playoffs brings. And then if your team's in it, forget about it, man. Ooh. So if the season ended today, which it doesn't, it ends on April 4th, here's who would make it to the playoffs. And if you don't know, let me break down the NHL playoff picture for you. There are two conferences. There are two divisions within each conference. The top three teams from each division advance to the playoffs. And then there are two wild cards per conference that go to the playoffs. So you don't necessarily have the top eight teams from each conference advancing to the playoffs. I don't know why they did that. There's probably a specific reason. But to me, it makes you play tough in your division, because if you finish top three, then you go to the playoffs. So let's start off with the Eastern Conference. In the Metropolitan Division, you've got Washington, Pittsburgh, and the New York Rangers. In the Atlantic Division, you've got Florida, Tampa Bay, and Boston. And then the two wild cards would be the New York Islanders and the Detroit Red Wings. In the Western Conference, in the Central Division, it's Dallas, St. Louis, and Chicago. In the Pacific Division, it's Los Angeles, Anaheim, and San Jose. And the two wild cards in the Western Conference would be Nashville and Colorado. But, you know, a few weeks left, so a lot of that's going to change. Now on to the NBA. And I broke one of my cardinal rules this week. I watched an NBA game in the midst of March Madness. And there was a good reason I did it, because the San Antonio Spurs were hosting the Golden State Warriors. And I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that no two teams this good have faced each other this late in the season. And they'll do it a couple more times, which is crazy. Spurs have 10 losses. The Golden State Warriors had 6. And everybody's talking about if the Golden State Warriors can get the greatest record in NBA history, which is held by the 95-96 Chicago Bulls, who finished 72-10. Nobody talking about the Spurs. If the Spurs run the table, they will tie the 95-96 Chicago Bulls 72-10 record, which is crazy to think about. And shout out to my man, Ron Harper. You know, a lot of people like to think about Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman, but my man, Ron Harper, played on that team too. So I wasn't as excited as I would have been for this game, knowing that the Golden State Warriors didn't have Andre Iguodala and Andrew Bogut. Now, speaking of having kids, I got out of the NBA for a while just because life got busy. So a year or so ago, I got back into the NBA, and I was casually watching a Golden State Warriors game. And I said, what? They have Andre Iguodala? He was a stud in Philadelphia. And then not long after that, I said, they have Andrew Bogut? He was a stud in Milwaukee. So with those two guys out, and the fact that the game was in San Antonio, the San Antonio Spurs haven't lost to the Golden State Warriors at home since 1997. And you know that the Spurs wanted to send the Warriors a message. And I kind of had a feeling the Spurs would win, and they did. It was a close game throughout, but never super close where you thought the Warriors going to win. Steph Curry had a cold night. And I hate that because Steph Curry is one of the most exciting athletes in all of sports. So I finally had appointment viewing. I said, come on, Steph Curry, wow me. And on Saturday night, he didn't. So I hope that these two teams play each other in the playoffs like they should have last year, but they didn't. Spurs freaking lost to the Clippers, and then the Western Conference Finals was the Golden State Warriors against the Houston Rockets. So come on, NBA, give me a Spurs-Warriors matchup in the playoffs, and that right there is television gold. And just to give you some perspective, right now the Golden State Warriors are 62-7. The San Antonio Spurs are 59-10. And then if you look over at the Eastern Conference, the best team is the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are 49-20. So if they were in the Western Conference, they would be 13 games out of first place. And now, on to March Madness. I love the NCAA men's basketball tournament, but I hate talking brackets. You know, don't tell me about your damn bracket. Tell me who you got winning. Tell me who you got in the Final Four. But I hate the days leading up to the tournament when everyone's breaking down their first round and second round picks. It's too much. Too much. We're down to the Sweet 16. Here they are. Kansas, Maryland, Miami, Villanova, Oregon, Duke, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Indiana, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Virginia, Iowa State, Gonzaga, who's a number 11 seed, and Syracuse, who is a number 10 seed. And then after the Sweet 16, we have the Elite Eight. When I was a kid, I used to call it the Great Eight. I know the NCAA likes alliteration, but I like the rhyme in the Great Eight, so I still do call it the Great Eight. I caught some good games. I wasn't watching as much as I could, but whenever I had downtime, I would switch on the tournament. I saw Notre Dame beat Stephen F. Austin on a last-second tip-in. I saw Iowa State beat Arkansas Little Rock on a last-second tip-in. And then last night, I saw Texas A&M defeat Northern Iowa, who were up by 12 with 44 seconds left. If it were the other way around, if Texas A&M were up by 12, I would have just changed the channel, but I wanted to witness the upset, and it didn't happen because Northern Iowa crumbled like my grade school basketball team. And let me explain. Our team played fine, but whenever anybody would apply pressure when we were inbounding the ball or put on a full court press, we just melted, man. We were terrible. And once the ball is stolen from you once, your confidence just crumbles. And that's what happened to Northern Iowa. But there was a glimmer of hope. With 9 seconds left, they threw a long touchdown pass down court. The player caught it, put it up for a quick dunk. And as I'm watching the game, I'm thinking, catch the ball and dribble to a corner. Run out the clock. Instead, Texas A&M inbound the ball. They get a quick layup. They're fouled on the play, so they're only down by two. Northern Iowa can't freaking inbound that ball. Texas A&M steals it, puts it up for a layup. The game is tied. It goes into overtime, goes into double OT, and then Texas A&M defeats Northern Iowa 92-88. The full court press, it will crush your spirit in grade school, and it will crush it in men's college basketball. Hope I caught you up. Thank you for listening. Until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yinz later.